producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Results.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. It's the first official day of spring. And if you live in the Northeast, you're going to get some free fertilizer coming in the form of some light snow, 3 to 6 inches. It's going to melt quickly, maybe a little rough driving tomorrow, but spring is in the air, and it's time to get outside. So if you have a question, give us a call. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Richard from Maine, and he's got a question about mulching.
Richard, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and happy spring.
Yes, same to you. My question is, you had said for a while there that you mulch. I had mulched my azalea, which I've been trying to bring back to life, and I put the spray on it.
Mm-hmm.
That will cover and help seal it for the winter.
Right, the wilt-proof.
The wilt-proof. So I'm excited for the spring, but I'm like, uh-oh, when do I start to take some of the thick mulch out? Because remember you talking about having that with the very cold nights we have here in Maine, that you have to be careful, and I was kind of worried about when do I take leaves off my bed? I was all excited last week to do it, and I said, I don't want to do it because I'm afraid I might damage something. I have a lot of perennial beds. So I just wanted to know when's a good time to do that.
Okay. What I would do, now, how far away from the coast are you?
Oh, I can see the water from my house.
Okay. Well, you've got some snow coming. So I would wait until the snow comes and melts, and as soon as it melts, start removing the protective layer of mulch that you've put around azaleas, around roses, because you now want the heat of the sun to warm up the ground, to get the frost out of it, to activate the roots so that the roots can take the stored energy that's in them and send them up into the top of the plant and produce the new foliage. And once you've cleaned all that, then for your azaleas, get some holly tone, and you're going to use a good mounded handful for every 3 feet of height or spread. And then, the April showers will come, and the new growth will form, and hopefully you'll have some flowers on the plant, and it will come right back. And then I like to feed azaleas again in the late summer. And I usually do it in August, because they're making their flower buds during August, September, and October. And with something like holly tone, which is organic, it's not going to create new growth, new leaves and foliage, but it will concentrate on making flower buds for the following year.
Well, that's good, because I had put the holly tone on it like you had told me last year in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
So I did do it, and I could do that then now in the spring again.
Right. But, just because of you know, the possibility of 3 to 6, and who knows? The storm may go out to sea totally and you'll get nothing. It could move in 50 miles and you could get buried. So let's wait until the storm is over, the snow melts, and then start cleaning around your rose bushes and your azaleas. And if you have roses, now is the time to start pruning them back. So there's a lot to do, but in your case, in my case, we're not going to do much until the storm is over.
But we could. This is a good time of year. Like in March is the time of year to clean the beds as far as the leaves and stuff.
Yeah. See, what I do in March, I've got one really big perennial bed. And in the fall, I cut all my perennials to the ground. And I rake it and I clean it. And then in March, I'll buy in a couple yards, 3 yards of pine bark mulch. And I'll put a tarp down on my driveway. They deliver it on the tarp. And then I load it in the wheelbarrow, dump the mulch right in the middle of my perennial bed. And I need like 5 wheelbarrows for this one bed along my driveway. And I take a steel flat head rake and I spread it so that it's about an inch and a half thick. And I'm all done for the year. The new shoots come right through the mulch. It prevents weeds from forming. And see, if you wait until the perennials come up, you have to take the mulch, hold the leaves up, put the mulch underneath it, spread it, and it takes you forever. But by putting it down early, it saves you hours of work, and it's much more effective.
I guess I was just worried with these cold nights where it goes to 14, and I take all the leaves off the perennial beds, and now they're exposed to the cold. Was I going to damage my perennials? Because mine have been pretty thick with leaves.
Yeah, no, it's time now. It's the middle of March. The sun is a lot higher in the sky. The length of the day is growing by 2 minutes every single day. So it's time. It really is time to take the protective material away from hydrangeas, from roses, and any other plant that you've put it on.
Okay, very good. Thanks so much for your help. I appreciate it.
Richard, you have a wonderful spring, and when it's in bloom, take a picture and send it to me.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got John from Massachusetts, and he's got a question about hibiscus.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and happy first day of spring.
Happy spring. We have a hibiscus. It's a blush satin rose of Sharon. It's a beautiful plant. It's probably about 8 feet tall and 8 feet across with yep. gorgeous flowers on it. I was out cleaning up the bed yesterday, and I noticed that it sent out shoots. And interestingly enough, the shoots look like part of the plant. I mean, they're as far away as 15 feet from the plant.
Right.
Right up to the base of the plant. And we live in northern Massachusetts. We're only a couple of miles from the New Hampshire border. But we have a summer place up in Booth Bay. So I think I know what you think I'm going with this. Is it possible for me to transplant some of those shoots up in Maine?
You better believe it. See, what happened is your perennial hibiscus called Rose of Sharon got pollinated. It had plenty of flowers. The flowers went by. They made a seed pod, and the seed pod exploded and sent the seeds flying everywhere. And what you have is a whole series of new plants that are growing in your garden. Now, the thing that's going to be fun for you, and you won't know for probably 2 or 3 years, if you have two colors or three colors of Rosa Sharon, or a neighbor that has Rosa Sharon, you don't know what the color's going to be. You're going to have some that will be the same color as the mother plant, but you may have some that picked up red from a neighbor, or purple from a neighbor, or white from a neighbor. So you'll have a nice mixture of plants. And again, you won't know till they bloom. And from this 3-inch little seedling, it's going to take till it gets to be about 12 to 15 inches high before it starts to actually bloom. So what I would do now, if the ground is workable and the frost is gone, and you have some empty pots, dig them and pot them up. And you can put half a dozen plants to a pot. So if there's a grouping, dig up the whole grouping, put it in a plastic pot with some soil, give them a good drink of water, and just leave them outside. And when you come to Maine, then bring them along with you, plant them in your garden in Maine, and you can thin them out and maybe keep a clump of three together, and you'll have some Rosa Sharon that you can grow all over your property in Maine and enjoy the great summer color.
Oh, thank you, Paul.
Thank you, and you have a wonderful spring. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans, these high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Parent Garden Club. We've been talking a lot about the lawn, and those of you that are expecting a little bit of snow, it's poor man's fertilizer. But if you've got weeds, this is the time of the year to work. So on your way, as you travel today, pick up a bag of Weed Beater Complete. Weed Beater Complete will kill all of the weeds in your lawn, and it will prevent weed seeds from germinating and kills the weeds that are already there. Tough grassy weeds like crabgrass, nutsedge, and broadleaf weeds like clover, creeping charlie are no match for Weed Beater Complete. Weed Beater Complete will kill 200 different hard to kill and grass and broadleaf weeds. Weed Beater Complete works through the roots and through the shoot of the weed, killing it before it gets a chance. So get it on your lawn now and make it picture perfect. And it really does a great job even when the weather is cool. And you can find it at a garden center near you, like Koopman's Lumber in Winniesville, Uxbridge, and Grafton, Mass. You can find it at A.W. Brown's Garden and Pet in East Longmeadow and Ventura Grain in Taunton, Massachusetts. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Don from Cape Cod, and he's got a question about pruning.
Don, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Hello.
Hey.
Good morning, and happy first day of spring to you.
Well, the same to you, Paul. I have two non-bearing fruit trees. One's a crab, and one is a plum. They've been in the ground about 5 years, and now they're starting to get very spiky and have no symmetry to them. Is there a rule of thumb by which I might use to cut back some of the growth on these trees?
Okay. Now, what kind of fruit trees are they?
One is a plum, one is a crab apple.
A plum and a crab. Okay. On the crab, What you want to do is to give it a nice rounded shape.
Yep.
And that way it's better able to withstand a heavy snow, because the crotches are made stronger by that pruning, and it produces a lot of new side shoots. And what I would do is I would prune the tips and cut it back by anywhere from 10 to 15%.
Okay.
And the other one you said was a plum?
Yes.
Okay. That's more upright growing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. What I would do is I would cut back the main leaders, the shoots that are really growing straight back. I would probably take off a foot to try and encourage the dormant buds that are on the branches to make the tree fuller. I mean, when it's young, it grows just like a column. So by pruning the top off, you'll stop that upward growth. You'll get more horizontal, and that'll make your tree wider and thicker and fuller. Then, once it's pruned, and you can do that now, and take all of the branches, and if you see there's some great big fat buds on the branches that you've pruned, bring them in the house, put them in a vase of water, and see if they flower for you.
Oh.
Then I would feed them with a organic fertilizer like Tree Tone. And because it is organic, you use 1 pound per inch of diameter of your tree. And it comes in a 5 pound, a 25 pound, I think maybe a 5, 10, and 25 pound. And you take a crowbar and you make a hole with the crowbar between the trunk of the tree and the edges of the branches. And make maybe half a dozen holes. Put like a half a handful, make the hole 6 inches deep, and now you've got a spike of fertilizer that every time it rains, it will feed it. So if you can get it done before the snow comes, you'd be ahead of the game, at least for feeding.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sandy from, I think, Cape Cod. She's just got some gardening topics to talk about with you.
Okay. Sandy, good morning, and happy first day of spring to you.
Hey, Paul. It's Sandy from Belgrade Lakes. You know, one of the things that you have helped me with is just getting motivated. Last weekend, you said something, and I had been struggling with procrastination and just getting started with the spring cleanup. I just want to tell you how much you helped me.
Well, thank you.
To get started, and, you know, once I get started, I'm fine. I can go on for an hour. I needed you to remind me that this is the best time. If I go out, it will save hours, like you did with the mulching idea. Save hours of time when we mulch now before the hostas come up or whatever it is, so we don't have to work around them.
Right. And, I mean, and that's why I try and give tips like that to get you out early in the year. And, you know, some people say, well, it's a little bit too early. It's the middle of March. Mm-hmm. But if you can get some of this work done at this time of the year, when you get into April or even early May, when you've got to deal with perennials, with the lawn, with the vegetable garden, rose bushes and everything else, it gives you that additional time that you don't normally have. So I want people to get out now, and even if it's just walking around the yard, picking up sticks, raking the lawn, you're just that much further ahead, and it gets you excited. And I know you live in Maine just like I do. And we've had a long winter. We've had some cold days. Fortunately, we haven't had the snow like we did last year with 110 inches. This year we've had less than 3 feet. So maybe that's a good sign that if we can get the garden ready early and the weather gets nice early, we can plant, and that means we could have vegetables in the garden that we could harvest, you know, ahead of schedule. We could be cutting perennials to make bouquets to bring inside the house or to give to friends and family. So the more of this grunt work that we do that takes a lot of time, it's going to make the fun stuff easier, and it's going to happen quicker.
Well, and I won't have that thought in the back of my head, oh, I should have done that hard work, you know, the kind of, and I just make fun of it. And you know, with the taking the leaves off the perennial, the fellow was asking, you know, should I take them off now or should I wait? What I do is I take off all the stuff that's unfrozen, that's on top, so that icy layer around the perennial will have the sun hit it. Because, like you say, it's time. I look up and the maples are budding. They're just starting.
Right.
So I know that by keeping that leaf cover over, let's say, it's a really late-blooming anemone. It's an anemone that blooms through the frost. So it is a late riser, but there's ice around it. And that's not really going to help the plant. I'd rather take some of the leaves off. There's still quite a bit of mulch around it because I have to over-mulch it because it's a zone 6 or 7, and, you know, I'm in a 5, but I can do a lot by mulching and stuff. But anyway, I like to get it off so that ice will start to melt. But I just don't overdo it because,
right.
I don't know, we could have, I mean, the our lake, which is 8 miles by 3 miles, just opened up completely yesterday, and it's 3 weeks early.
Wow. See, that's a real good sign.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
not going to refreeze.
No, it isn't going to refreeze. So it's a good indicator,
yeah,
telling you that if the water is now visible and the ice is gone and you have open water, that means that we are ahead of schedule. The soil is going to thaw. And if you've planted things like tulips and daffodils and hyacinths, and you've got a foot of straw or leaves or pine needles, take out what you can that's not frozen. Let the sun warm it up, and, you know, before long you'll be able to take it all out. But if you wait,
and your
leaves are all packed, then the new shoots are stuck and they can't get any sunlight.
Yeah, not only that, but the slug eggs will have developed.
Exactly.
I want to get those leaves. They love oak leaves. They're a perfect winter cover. And actually, slugs, even in minus 20 degrees, can overwinter as full-blown adults.
Right.
A lot of people don't know that. Same with spiders. So I want to get those slugs out of the garden before they start moving.
Right. And the other thing, too, is if you've mulched all of your gardens and you've protected them, if you leave the mulch on the garden too long, you run the risk of animals like a vole or a mole digging into that mulch bed. And while he's in there, because it's spring, he's going to mate.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to mate, rather. And while they're in there, they're going to be...
They're both going to mate, Paul. It takes two to tango.
It takes two to tango for sure. And then, you know, while they're in that nice soft mulch that you've left there, they're going to dig down and eat like iris. They'll eat the root system of daylilies. In the vegetable garden, they could eat the root system of your rhubarb. So, you know, start cleaning them now, letting the sun get in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And don't worry about the snow that's coming. It's not going to last long. The weather is in our favor. And before you know it, you'll be out in the garden. You'll be having a great old time. And it won't kill you. You won't end up working so hard that you get in and it's no longer fun. It's work. So you do a little bit every day, it's fun. You do it all during the weekend, the rest of the week, you say, oh, I'm exhausted from working so hard. So do a little bit every day, and with daylight savings time, you can do some at night. The ground has had a chance to warm up with the sun all day. And as you said, just getting out there for a half an hour or an hour and smelling that soil, coming in with brown knees on your jeans, mm-hmm. That's what it's all about.
Yes, you got it. You know, last year I gave myself permission to hire a fellow who came out with one of those vacuum backpacks.
Yes.
He blew away the... I raise moss that's like 8 inches thick all over. I'm a big moss person, as you know. And he came and he blew the leaves off all my moss areas in about 3 hours. And I said, you know what, Josh, that would have taken me 3 weeks to do it. And so I want people to remember, as we get older, I'm almost 60, to give ourselves permission to have some people who have the equipment to do the heavy-duty work. And that gives me more time to do what I really love. And I don't mind raking, except on the moss you have to do it by hand.
Right.
They also say that raking is actually bad for erosion because it creates little ruts. And so I found that to be kind of strange, you know, with these environmental wackos, excuse me, but and that the actual blowing them is actually better because it doesn't create those little places for little riverlets to go, you know, to go down into the lake.
Right. Then, you know, what you do in a situation like that, instead of raking from the top of the hill down, rake it sideways so that you create ripples, and that's going to prevent that erosion. But, you know, if you can get out all that dead plant material, let the air get into the soil, and it's going to make a real big difference. And, you know, wake up your plants and, you know, talk to them and say, hey, it's the first day of spring. And they've already started to do maple syruping in Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont, and Massachusetts. So there's another sign that spring is just around the corner and that the sap is moving out of the ground, up the tree, is going to wake up the buds. So, you know, if you've got fruit trees and they need to be pruned, now's the time to do it. And it's a good time in the next month to do a lot of cleanup, get the bulwark done so that when the weather finally does get good, you can sit there and you can enjoy it, get your new plantings in. And the one thing that I'll be doing very, very shortly is putting in pansies. I don't care what happens. I know they can take the snow, and when it melts, they're right there smiling at you and saying, Paul, spring is here.
Yeah, you always do that, don't you?
Yep, I love it. I love it. Well, thank you. I really appreciate you calling, and I'm sure that you've motivated some people. And you're right. If there's something that you always did that gives you a lot of trouble, if you can find somebody to do it for you, it's going to make life a lot easier for you. It really, really does. Thank you. And you have a wonderful spring. And call us up and give us a report on your progress. This morning, we're talking gardening on the Paul Parent Gardening Club. And I know a lot of you like to work in the garden, and there are things that you can do. Black Gold has earthworm castings. They sell it in a 4-quart bag, and you can mix it with water and make tea. And that makes wonderful fertilizer if you want to stay organic. Earthworm casting tea. Give it a try. You'll love it. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sunai from Memphis, and I think he's got a couple questions for you.
Okay, Sunai, good morning, and happy first day of spring to you.
Oh, man, you feeling good, ain't you? Man, you doing the right thing again. Be doing it again, make a second time and twice will not hurt.
Exactly.
You know what? Well, look here, Paul, is you in the mood for gardening? It's really exhortation of gardening aroma accompanied by music.
Gardening aroma is something so unique. The smell of the soil, the smell of the new growth, the flowers. And you hit the nail on the head tonight. People get out in the garden and enjoy the smell.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wilt-Proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wilt-Proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product
product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Richard from New Hampshire. He's got a question about his crab apple tree and then another question about his cherry tree.
Okay, Richard, welcome and happy first day of spring to you.
Happy to you, too. Paul, I have an interesting problem. I hope you can help me. About 7 years ago, I planted a prairie fire crabapple tree.
Okay.
It was quite large. It was an inch and a half in diameter, probably about 8 feet tall. I planted it. I was taking care of it, watering it, doing all the right things. And then last year, I was having some problems. It seemed like it wasn't growing. It was growing tall, so I cut it back, like you said before, about 10 to 15 inches back. I really cut it back. It looked like the root system wasn't holding enough for the tree. So, and I had a lot of new growth, and, you know, it was looking great. It had that nice color to it, the leaves. And I was watering it once a week because it was fairly dry, and it died. It just completely died on me.
What, the leaves all curled and turned brown?
No, it was a nice, full, very healthy-looking, reddish-green-looking leaves. And I was watering once a week, and then I was gone for a couple of days. I came back and just died, just completely died. It was just, I was baffled. I don't see any holes or anything around the tree. And I called the nursery. Of course, there was a little curl to the leaf. Could you explain that a little bit better? There was a curl.
If you do get a curl, that's just stress due to the heat and lack of rain. And, you know, if a tree is 10 feet wide, the roots are not going to be wider than that in the ground. But
no, it's
something
like a 2-inch diameter tree.
Yeah, so, and it's been in the ground how many years?
7 years.
7 years. Okay. Have you scratched through the bark this spring to see if there's green underneath it?
Oh, it's completely dead. It's dried out completely. It's gone.
Man, I don't know. It had to be some type of a fungus that got into it. Now, when you were watering it, you were just soaking the ground and not hitting the leaves, right?
That's right. I was just doing a slow trickle. You know, I would leave it on for about 15, 20 minutes, and so just at the base. It was really baffling because I'm very good with plants and trees, but this one is like I've never had anything die like this on me.
Yeah. Now, did the leaves, when they died, did they kind of weep down and then turn brown?
They seemed like they kind of curled and then kind of went brown.
Okay. It could be a disease called anthracnose. And what I would do is I would call your county extension service and tell them what happened. And if you could send them a piece of the tree, they can tell you exactly what it is by testing it. Because if it is that type of a disease, and you plant the same type of tree in the area, it's going to kill the new tree also.
Now, let me ask you, I have a very old crabapple tree that has scabs. Could scabs have killed it?
No. And it would have to be really covered with scab on it.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, if you only had a few little dots here and there, it really wouldn't do it. But to me, it's some type of a fungus that got inside the plant. And usually that type of a disease is caused from a chewing insect that has fed on a diseased tree, then got to a healthy tree, and it spreads it that way. And in Florida, for example, they're predicting that within the next 10 years that there'll be no homeowners that will have any citrus because of an insect that's doing the same thing. And the commercial citrus growers have to spray their orchard every 28 days to kill the new hatching. Otherwise, they're going to lose their orchards also.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.